Russell Total Wealth and Wellness offers securities through Arcadios Capital LLC and investment advisory services through Arcadios Wealth. Neither Russell Capital Management nor Russell Total Wealth and Wellness are affiliated through any ownership with Arcadios.
All right, welcome to Total Wealth Radio. I'm Curve Miller, joined by Andy Dollar, and we're from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. Doesn't it feel like that sometimes mistakes happen at the worst possible time? It's like when you're running late for a meeting or an appointment, and you're rushing around, and you end up spilling something, and then you have to clean it up, and now you're running even later. See, when it rains, it pours. And if only you could avoid those mistakes ahead of time. Well, you can, at least when it comes to your retirement plan, and here's how. So join us for the entire show today, because Andy and I will be sharing five disastrous mistakes people near retirement make and how you can avoid them. So you don't want to miss it. You're only going to find it right here on Total Wealth Radio.
And at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. Unlike a lot of advisors who generalize, we feel that if you want to be the best at something, you better make it a priority and you better specialize in it. And that's why we focus on retirement planning exclusively. If retirement is on your mind, you've come to the right place, especially because today Curve and I will be sharing some of the top disastrous mistakes we've seen people make with their retirement planning. And most importantly, we'll tell you how to avoid making these same mistakes yourself. By the way, now could be the right time, like other radio show fans have done, if you have questions or you want specific advice that's personalized to you, just reach out to us. It's easy to connect with us just by visiting talktorussell.com. That's TalkToRussell.com.
That is great advice. And today, Andy and I are talking about the five disastrous mistakes people make near retirement and how to avoid them. But before we dive in, let's first kick things off by talking about this week's health tip, because you need your health to enjoy your wealth after all. And so today's health tip comes from a doctor, and his Dr. Atiya is his name, and he's talking about two key heart tests that you're probably not getting. And so he makes claims to the fact that an ApoB test, ApoB test. And really, this is a blood test where it looks at, takes lipids and where they're going, I guess is a way to put that. And it's an ApoB test carries substances in your blood that help make plaque, which is a waxy fat that can block your arteries. And so what he's saying is that researchers have found that measuring ApoB may predict heart and blood vessel disease better than a lipid panel test. And this is because each ApoB molecule carries one of the bad lipoproteins, and they can get an accurate count because of the one-to-one ratio. So that's the first test. The other one he's saying is what's called a lipoprotein A test. And here, lipoproteins are basically particles made of proteins and those fats, those lipids, and they carry cholesterol through the bloodstream, as the other one, obviously, we know it does. But lipoprotein is a type of LDL, and these lipoproteins carry cholesterol to the cells in your arteries. So if you have high levels of LDL particles, cholesterol can build up in those arteries and form blockages. That's what's called a plaque. But lipoprotein particles are stickier than other types of LDL particles, so they may be more likely to cause blockages and blood clots in your arteries. So what Dr. Atiya is saying is that if you test for the ApoB and then the lipo-A, then that's a really good test to add into any other panel blood testing that you have. So that's your health tip for this week.
Thank you so much, Curve. If you are just joining us today, Curve and I are sharing five disastrous mistakes that people make near retirement and how to avoid them. So let's start our show off today with a little history lesson. Back in the 1980s, retirement planning was mostly centered around pension plans, which provided individuals with a steady source of income once they retired. Now, here in the Dayton area, we're blessed. We have lots of our residents that work out at Wright-Patt Air Force Base, and they still enjoy a pension, or they're teachers, and they still enjoy a pension. But this changed, in the last couple of decades. When retirement planning started in the 80s, those pension plans were primarily the steady source of income for retirees. When this changed and employers made defined contribution plans, like 401ks or 403bs more important, that shifted, and now it was up to individuals to take charge of the investing decisions for themselves, which meant that retirement mistakes can be much more costly. So, retirement isn't just about spending time on the beach and living a life of leisure. It's about organizing your finances to provide enough income to last throughout retirement while adjusting for market conditions as your needs and your age changes so that you can spend time on the beach and enjoy a life of leisure. The decisions made in pre-retirement, so leading up to actual retirement, can have serious and lasting effects. We're going to talk about some of the most common mistakes today and how to avoid them before you retire.
Yeah, you know the old saying, if you're going to, you know, say you're a shooter, or you shoot clay pigeons or things like that, it's ready, aim, fire. Okay. And a lot of times this is really what it's about, is that some people, I think what they do is they just fire, aim, ready. You know, there's really no plan ahead of time. And so this is exactly what you're saying, Andy, is that these decisions made in the pre-retirement phase can have some very serious and lasting effects. And so as we really get into this today, it's about making sure that you're really setting it up so that your future is predictable. And there's some peace, and there's actually a plan in place. And see, when you do all this, I think you realize that retirement is full of complicated choices. You know, whether it's how to invest your money so it's still protected, but it grows. You know, how to choose the best pension option if you happen to get one. You know, Andy, you're spot on there, is that pensions are really the new dinosaur, you know, specifically in private sector. You know, and fortunately here in Dayton, Ohio, in the Miami Valley, we are very blessed because we still have our number one employer still offers pensions. You know, whether it's FERS, FERS pension or an active duty pension, there is still a stream of potential income that can be coming in retirement. But if you don't get a pension, guess what? You're on your own. And so all of these complicated choices in retirement planning come to full view. Okay. So, you know, also making sure that you have the right amount of risk and you have a plan for taxes, and then making sure you don't run out of money. So do you know if your current retirement plan solves all of these problems? If not, then you could be exposed. So find holes in your plan by using our on-track retirement review process. You know, this is where we will run a retirement what-if analysis to find cracks and weaknesses in your plan. And what this means is that you no longer have to wonder. You can actually quiet those nagging questions and worries and finally have a plan that you can sleep with. You know, something that, you know, when you settle down at the end of the day, you know that tomorrow everything's going to be okay because you have a plan. One of the best ways you can quiet those nagging questions and worries is also to go visit talktorussell.com, TalkToRussell.com.
That is smart advice, Curve. Thank you so much. If you're just joining us on today's show, Curve and I are talking about the five disastrous mistakes that people make near retirement and how to avoid them. So mistake number one is keeping all of your money at risk. Here at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, we follow something called the Prudent Investor Rule, which is a great guide to tell you how much of your money you should keep at risk in the market that can get hurt when markets get hurt. And it is simply this. You take the number 100 and you minus your current age. So if you're 65 years old, you take 100 minus 65 and you get 35. The remaining number, that 35, represents the percent of your total investments that should be at risk that can get hurt due to forces outside of your control. So mistake number one that people make is just leaving everything at risk. You can't control what's going to happen in the market, and I can't, and frankly, Curve, you can't either. We can't control the markets. We don't know when markets are going to do great, and we don't know when markets are going to get hurt. So rule number one, don't keep all of your money at risk. The second mistake that people make is not accurately calculating income in retirement. See, your annual expenses in retirement are going to determine how long your nest egg are going to last. Miscalculating this number can lead to some serious consequences, including being forced back into work when you don't want to. It can force consequences like running out of money or taking Social Security sooner than you had intended, or making other mistakes that are outside of what you should be doing just because you didn't accurately calculate the income that you can predict in retirement. Now, there's a rule of thumb out there called the 4% rule, and it should be called the 4% rule of thumb, but for some reason they dropped the rule of thumb off the end of it. And people use this kind of as gospel to say, well, I can safely withdraw 4% and not run out of money. And while that can be a good rule of thumb, especially as you're years out from retirement and planning, the reality of the situation is you have to be more flexible than that when you start actually pulling income. You see, if markets are down and you start pulling 4% when markets are down, you actually have to add that 4% on top of what markets are down to realize the actual effect that it's going to have on your investments. If markets are up, sure, that's an easy rule to follow, but you have to be a lot more flexible than just a hard fast, I'm only going to take 4% out, especially if the majority of your investments are market exposed. When you're estimating income in retirement, consider all of the income sources that you're going to have, like pensions and Social Security. Maybe you're married and your spouse or your partner has a pension or Social Security, or you're going to be set up for required minimum distributions from your qualified retirement plans at some point in retirement. So recognizing what sources of income you're going to have versus what your expenses are going to be. If you have more income coming in than what your expenses are, great shape. If you have less income, predictable income coming in than what your expenses are, then you're going to have to rely on your investments to help make up that difference. So understanding what your actual income in versus expenses out picture is going to look like is mistake number two that people often make.
Yeah, and oftentimes it requires you to actually address the dreaded B word, and that's budget. You know, when's the last time you sat down to draw out a budget? I mean, it sounds terrible. You know, nobody likes to do that, you know, but it's one of those things where if you prioritize it, that's part of the ready and the aim before the fire is you're getting ready. You know what you need, and then you can actually have a plan that addresses whether or not you're short or whether or not you have that surplus, and that you can make this decision to say, look, I'm going into retirement and I'm not looking back. So number of things that you have to consider there. But one way to make sure you're doing the right thing in the retirement is to know if your 401ks and IRAs are on the right track. Andy talked about risk management, making sure you don't have too much risk in your portfolio. There, you can go to talktorussell.com. You can see our calendars real time and speak with a member of our fiduciary-based wealth management team to find out if you're taking too much risk within your portfolio. And then second of all, I actually have a plan to address income in retirement. I can't think of two more important things to do as you're prepping for retirement. So keep it tuned right here. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back to Russell Total Wealth Radio. The financial and investing world can be so puzzling with so many acronyms and terms that just makes it too much to understand, so much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or who to trust. And the good news is it doesn't have to be that way. Curve and I are here each Saturday morning to demystify retirement planning and help you gain the confidence that you need to feel comfortable about where you're heading. Case in point, on today's show, we're sharing five disastrous mistakes that people make near retirement and how to avoid them. Now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes even bad advice that they say. So Curve, you're on the hot seat today. They say that life gets more simple in retirement. My question is, Does that also apply to your tax situation? Does your tax return get more simple? It seems like it should. And why should our listeners even pay attention if they have a tax preparer? What do you say?
Well, the first thing I'll say is that it's what's after tax that counts. I always say nothing but net, which means that if you don't have a plan to address taxes in retirement, that means, and let's say tax rates go up, and I can give you right now 33 trillion reasons why I think they will, which means that if we don't have a plan to address taxes and tax rates are rising, that means we're just going to put less and less and less money in your actual pocket, because your TSP, your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs, your pensions, any withdrawal from your retirement savings is going to be taxed. Every dollar is taxed at ordinary income tax rates. So whatever bracket you find yourself in, let's say you're in the 22% federal bracket, that means the first 22 cents of every dollar you use in retirement is going to go to Uncle Sam. Here in the state of Ohio, add another 3% or so for state tax. So the first quarter of every dollar, you don't even get to keep. And so a lot of folks don't realize that, you know, when you do retire, you are going to be taxed on the income that you saved while working. Okay, now Social Security is a little bit different, but it's also taxable. I remember the first time my dad found out that, you know, after all these years of them taking Social Security out of his paycheck, he's going to turn around, finally get the benefit, and that's also going to be taxable. So that could be taxed at 50% or up to 85%, depending on your brackets or your income levels in retirement. So changes with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, now doubling standard deduction and taking away miscellaneous itemized deductions if you were itemizing. You know, I think you get the point, is that there's a lot to consider, and it's not necessarily easier or more simple in retirement. It can actually be just as complicated as when you were working, because you have different streams of income that are making up your income picture in retirement. So definitely make sure you don't go this alone. I've always said do-it-yourself brain surgery, the patient dies. So make sure you have somebody who can look at the impact of taxes on your portfolio. That's something that we've prioritized here at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. So it's something we're certainly going to ask you to bring if you do come in for an on-track retirement review, and that's your latest tax return.
And we're talking about the five disastrous mistakes that people make near retirement and how to avoid them on our show today. And if retirement is a priority for you, it only happens when you have a plan to get you safely there. So if the political environment or inflation or a volatile stock market or higher taxes that Curve just talked about has you concerned, don't just sit there. You need a plan to protect your retirement savings. Set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others by visiting us at talktorussell.com. Now it's time for a quick break, but we'll be right back. Keep it tuned right here. You've been listening to us today on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Andy Dollar, joined by Curve Miller, and we are from Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. And you have tuned in to probably the most important show when it comes to your retirement and financial security. And that, my friends, is Russell Total Wealth Radio. The financial and investing world can be so confusing with so many acronyms and terms and choices to make. It's just too much to absorb. So much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn or how to make sense of it all. And if there's one thing that we know, it's that people just want to be heard, and they want a plan that they're comfortable with and confident in. And that's what we do for our clients at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. We help good people make great decisions so they can enjoy an amazing retirement. And guess what? We make it easy for you to understand so that you know you're making the right choices for you. So what's your first step? Well, first step is to connect with us. Just visit us at talktorussell.com. That's TalkToRussell.com. There, you get real-time access to our upcoming Total Wealth Live events. And these are events where we come out to the community community and step out from behind the microphone and really get knee-to-knee and share some great information, some timely information on what's working well for others and what you should be paying attention to right now. We have a couple upcoming Total Wealth Live events this month. They're filling up quickly, so make sure you reserve your seat when you come visit us at talktorussell.com. There you also have access to real-time downloads of some really valuable information that retirees and those that are getting near retirement really need to be paying attention to, like income planning and how to build your tax strategy, some things to be paying attention to there. So all kinds of great information out there on talktorussell.com.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, we love, Andy, I know, breaking out from behind the microphones and really getting to break bread and meet members of our community at these Total Wealth Live events. So certainly a highlight and a bright spot of what we get to do on a weekly basis here at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, and certainly have really enjoyed the opportunities over the years. Now, at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness, our focus is tax-efficient retirement planning. And doesn't it feel like that sometimes mistakes happen at the worst time possible, like when you're running late for a meeting or an appointment, and then you spill something all over the place, and then you hit every red light on the way there? It seemingly, when it rains, it pours. And that's just kind of an old cliche, but it seemingly works that way. So if only you could avoid these mistakes ahead of time as it relates to your retirement planning. And you can, actually. And at least when it comes to your retirement plan, you need to make sure you're tuning into the rest of the show, because today Andy and I are sharing five terrible mistakes that you can make leading into retirement and ultimately how to avoid them. Now, one thing you can do right now, okay, is to add Social Security planning on your to-do list. Okay. Social Security can play a major role in retirement planning. And this is because the amount you receive in Social Security income can help offset some of the need to withdraw from your portfolio. Okay, you can begin taking Social Security payments as early as age 62, but this will permanently reduce your Social Security income payments by as much as 30%. And that's because every year you take it early, you take 6% off. Okay, and the technical equation is it's a half of 1% per month. So 12 months in a year times 0.5 is 6%. And so if you take it from your full retirement age, which is usually age 67, and you take it age 62, that's where that discount comes from. Now, you need to review your options in taking Social Security at full retirement age versus planning to wait to age 70, because you can also wait beyond age 67 all the way to age 70. And this is obviously based upon your income needs and your lifestyle assumptions. But there also may be planning around you and your spouse's Social Security to consider in maximizing your payments. When you take Social Security, you may also have an impact on how much you withdraw from your portfolio. And in the early years of retirement, your withdrawal rate could be higher as you delay Social Security and decrease it in later years. So what we're basically saying here is that, you know, if you have expenses, okay, and your lifestyle is more expensive than you really should be taking from your portfolio, okay, let's say you're taking 10% of your portfolio out a year just to make sure you do all those things on the bucket list, and you couple that with a drop in the markets, inflation, and all this stuff, then what happens is the number one fear of most retirees is running out of money in retirement. And next thing you know, you're eating the goose, and now the goose is either dead or hurt, and she doesn't want to lay any more eggs. This is where Social Security helps. Is Social Security, by taking it early, can offset the impact on your portfolio. Okay. The other thing, as we talked about taxes earlier, 100 cents of every dollar that you take from your pre-tax IRAs and 401ks and thrift savings plans is taxable, whereas the maximum tax rate on Social Security is 85%. So just in if you're looking at taxes, Social Security money is 15% cheaper than your IRA money. So there's a number of considerations that have to ultimately be considered here, because if you put too much pressure on your portfolio and it just so happens to coincide with a not so great time in the markets, in the economy, around the world, you could really find yourself behind the eight ball and finding yourself going back to work. And that's what we ultimately don't want to see happen.
That's great advice, Curve. And I think to really just kind of put a bow on that, what you're saying is there is no one-size-fits-all approach to Social Security. So you have to have a plan on what is the most beneficial way for you to take your own Social Security. And you know that nagging question that just about everybody feels as they get close to retiring? That constant wonder in the back of your mind, do we really have enough? Or will this pile of money last us as long as we need it to? Can we keep our goose healthy enough to last all the way through retirement? Do you know that you don't actually have to wonder about that? Did you know that you can literally test that and have that question definitively answered? Yeah, and that's what we do for our clients at Russell Total Wealth and Wellness. We give people just like you those answers and help you make adjustments now so you can have greater confidence and comfort in your retirement. Connect with us at talktorussell.com. There you get real-time access to our calendars where you can set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team of fiduciary retirement planners. We'll talk to you about what your current situation looks like, what questions you have, what's on your mind, and make sure you get those questions answered and share what's working well for others. Again, connect with us at talktorussell.com.
And today, Andy and I are discussing the five disastrous mistakes that people make near retirement and ultimately how to avoid them. And that's the focus of today's show. Another mistake that people make as they get close to retirement is carrying high debt into retirement. See, in an ideal scenario, your debts are paid as you go into retirement. Okay, you're not carrying that debt into retirement. So I hear all the time people saying, well, look, once I get my home paid off, or once I get these credit card debts paid off, or once I pay off my 401k loan, you know, then I'll retire. Okay. And however, it always isn't this case. According to the U.S. Government Accountability Office, the share of older Americans with debt increased from 1989 to 2016. And their data showed that 58% of older households had debt in 1989 compared to 71% of carrying debt in 2016. Now, that debt that older Americans have has also increased nearly threefold in the amount. So back in 1989, it was only $18,900, and now it's $55,000, and that was in 2016. So see, carrying high interest debt in retirement can be dangerous because it chips away at the money you need to maintain your lifestyle and potentially cut your retirement short by draining your portfolio. Okay, now before retirement, it could be very advantageous to create a plan to pay down those debts or even adjust your retirement timeline to continue saving while spontaneously paying off that debt as well, making an extra payment here and there. But when you couple, you know, a plan to save while paying down debt, it can really put you in a good position as you get closer to retirement when you get onto that fixed income. And one thing we do know, Andy, is that over the last couple of years, interest rates have gone up. So it costs more to buy the house. It costs more to buy a car. It costs more on those credit cards. So given the current rates and where they're at, specifically on credit card debt, you really need to be prioritizing paying that down first.
That's true, Curve. And I'm going to add a bonus mistake here that is along the same line. So one of the things that we often see just wreak havoc on a retirement plan is operating under that notion of, you know, I have to retire, whether it's for medical reasons or my job was eliminated or whatever the case might be. Maybe retirement, the timeline is outside of my control. And I don't want to take debt into retirement. So I'm going to take money out of my retirement savings plans, my 401ks or my TSPs or my IRAs to pay off the balances of those debts. And that can actually cause more harm than good because your retirement dollars, those pre-tax dollars, are the most expensive dollars you have in your possession. So if you're going to take out an additional, let's say you're going to pay your mortgage off and you're going to take out, you know, $100,000 to pay that off so you don't have debt in retirement. You can do the right thing, quote unquote right thing, and enter retirement debt free. Well, what you've done is you added an extra $100,000 of income from your IRA to your tax situation for that year. And now you have to consider that piece that you're cutting off for not only for Uncle Sam, but that now you don't have access to use that money for income in retirement. So we're certainly being debt-free in retirement is the ultimate goal. We got to be really careful about how we go about that as well. It's far more advantageous to work yourself into a debt-free situation leading up to retirement and really prioritize paying off those debts while you're still working than it is to take those large sums of money as withdrawals out of your retirement plan just to achieve that debt-free status.
Absolutely. And you're exactly right. All money has a cost. I always call it the cost of capital. You know, is what is your cost to have that debt? Who's in control here? You know, maybe you refinanced before interest rates went up and you're locked in at like in the high twos on your fixed rate on your mortgage. Well, given the fact that right now you can go in to the bank and find CDs north of 4.5%, and you're only paying 2.8 or so on a mortgage because you're refied before rates went up, that's the last money I'd pay off, you know, because you're making more to hold the money. And see, in every spending decision you make or every time you take a withdrawal from your retirement savings, you know, there's a domino effect. You know, if you increase your income by $100,000 to pay off a mortgage, think about what that does to Social Security tax. Think about the cost of capital that you're ultimately going to have to pay Uncle Sam. And so once you add it all up, you may realize that certain debts make sense to pay off and some don't. So that's really the key, is understanding what is the cost of paying off that debt and is it advantageous for you or not. Listen, it's time for a quick break, but keep it tuned right here, because when we come back, we'll be answering the fifth disastrous mistake that people make and how you can avoid it. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7, Dayton's News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
All right, we're back. I'm Curv Miller, joined by Andy Dollar, and you're listening to Total Wealth Radio. If the stock market, what's going on in the world, or the fear of higher taxes has you worried, don't just sit there. Protect your retirement savings. This is your opportunity to set up a 15-minute strategy session call with our team to get your questions answered and find out what's working well for others. You can visit us at talktorussell.com. That's TalkToRussell.com.
During today's episode, Curv and I have been sharing five disastrous mistakes that people make near retirement and how to avoid them. Let's wrap it up with disastrous mistake number five, and that is simply thinking you have everything figured out. You see, there's an old adage that rings true today, and it simply says you can't see your own blind spots. What does that mean? It means unless you're getting a second opinion, and you can't get a second opinion from the guy or the gal that gave you the first opinion, and if you are the guy or the gal that is giving you your own opinion, then potentially there are some issues that are underlying that just keep flying under the radar. So consulting with a retirement-focused a specialist can help you see your blind spots and help you avoid making expensive mistakes in retirement. So maybe you've been thinking about some of the things that Curv and I shared today on the show, and you want to make sure that you're making the right decisions, or maybe you've already made some of these mistakes and you want to know how best to recover from them. The best way to do that is to sit down with a retirement specialist, a coach, that helps you understand what your situation looks like, where to go from here, and how to make the best use of the resources that you have. Again, if you have more questions or you want specific advice that is tailored to you, the best way to connect with us is just to reach out like other radio show fans have done by visiting us at talktorussell.com. Not to mention there are all kinds of resources out at talktorussell.com for creating lifetime income from 401ks or IRAs if that's important to you, saving on taxes, creating your estate plan if that is important to you and where you're at today, then connect with us at talktorussell.com.
That's right. Now, that's a wrap for today's show. And we talked, Andy and I talked about some of the more disastrous mistakes people make nearing retirement. But coming up next week here on Total Wealth Radio, we'll be sharing the top risks we're seeing on the horizon that you need to be paying attention to if protecting your money in retirement is important to you. Things like changing tax rates and rising healthcare costs. So join us next week as we share six retirement risks on the horizon you need to be paying attention to. And you're only going to find it right here on Total Wealth Radio. Same time, same place. See you next week. You've been listening to us on AM 1290 and 95.7. News and Talk, WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.